Hey everybody, Shane Presley here with Rock Paper Podcast. Hey, quick reminder, if anybody hasn't checked it out, I put together this playlist on Spotify called the Rock Paper Podcast Favorites. All kinds of local music and guests from the show. About two or three songs from everybody I can find on there. So head over to Spotify, check it out, find some new great music. Also, want to tell you about my friends over at The Gaslight. Check them out over on the hill, gaslightstl.com, and go over there and book yourself a recording session. It's a beautiful studio here in town, attached to a bar. It's a really unique experience. You can come in and you can record, or you can listen to one of your favorite bands recording their record, and just have a lot of fun over there. So again, gaslightstl.com, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and get involved. Check out their full listing of upcoming events on the website. Also want to tell you about my friends over at Music Record Shop. Find them over there on Washington Avenue, right next to KDHX. Brand new location. They got a lot of great stuff going on. Check it out on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, musicrecordshop.com. A lot of great live in stores on the weekends, on Fridays, all new music happy hour, all new records in store, and they got a great local selection. You can get in there, check that out, and if you want your own records on the shelf, hit them up about that, see how you can make that happen, and then check it all out. Shop online 24/7 at musicrecordshop.com.
Podcast is kind of like it's like a radio show that's not on the radio. It's on the internet. Does that make sense?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. That's also like my mom. It makes it sound more confusing, doesn't it? It sounds like this.
What's up, guys? This is the Pop Punk Rock Paper Pizza Party Podcast. We're forgetting January.
Yeah!
Hey everybody, Shane Presley here, Rock Paper Podcast, coming to you from St. Louis, Missouri. I took a little road trip today to Edwardsville area.
Yep, what is Edwardsville, Illinois.
Yeah, with the guys of Forgetting January.
We're back.
What's up?
Welcome back to the show, guys.
Thanks for having us.
Super pumped to be
here. Yeah, I had a little deja vu as I was driving over here. I was thinking about the time when the story we were telling about I first tried to drive over here.
My tire
blew up and all that.
Blowout.
But I made it for real this time. So we're hanging out here. This is over here at Joe's place. And thanks for having me.
Welcome to my crib. Podcast style. Yeah. Just imagine it's really awesome.
Cribs.
Isn't it awesome, guys?
All right. An episode of Cribs. I guess before we get going too far, you all want to say hi and introduce yourselves?
Yes, we are Forgetting January. I'm Joe Mayhouse. This is my crib, my pad.
Party pad.
And I play the bass guitar for the Forgetting Januaries.
I'm Andrew. I play guitar. You can't see my hand gestures, but I was making them. I don't know why. But yeah, man, I'm super pumped to be here.
All right.
We got this guy.
What's up, guys? I'm Trevor. I play the drums
in
that band with these guys. And that's all you need to know.
I think it's funny how many people wave at the mic and stuff.
Yeah,
and
like I was like, man, why am I making hand gestures? Like, no one can see me.
Finger
pistols. I think we all did the hand gestures. That was the thing.
Well, I can see you guys. That's what.
That's all that matters.
Right? I was gesturing to you. Yeah. So.
But yeah, when we sat last time over at the Cicero's and on the Del Mar Loop over there.
Good time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, we were talking about a new EP in the works.
Yes.
You guys were gearing up to record and all this, and now that's all. The recording is all done. The
recording is done.
Sophomore EP. Friendship is a Dying Art. We got, is it five songs?
Six songs.
Well, the last one is the live recording, and so six-song EP, and we're releasing that December 3rd.
Yep.
And so that's coming up. We'll be back in Effingham, Illinois, so...
The Orchard.
The Orchard Inn.
Yeah.
Yep.
Local bar.
Bringing it back to where we came from, kind of our roots, you know.
Very cool.
So that'd be a good idea.
And that is just an evening with... Forgetting January.
Just us. Yep. For 4 hours.
Yeah.
Yeah.
4 hours of punk rock and beer and stuff like that.
Right. Yep.
Your natural habitat.
Yes.
We are having a little punk rock pizza party podcast.
Andrew's cracking beers right now.
Yeah, you know, it's...
We'll give me one.
Some cold stag.
Biggest shopping day of the year.
Yeah.
We're just like, we got everything we need, so we're just right here.
Yeah,
we're going to enjoy an extended weekend.
There were some
weekend.
Awesome gear sales.
We got Stag, we got us, that's all we need.
Pizza. We got pizza, guys. We got Domino's.
Yeah. Yeah, shout out to Domino's.
We do not own Domino's.
Let's get that sponsorship.
This is recorded on Black Friday. The world's going nuts shopping. We're hanging out. Mm.
The world is nuts.
Yeah.
Way to get deep, dude.
Oh, the philosophizer over here.
But yeah. So, no, crazy stuff.
Yeah. So the EP, we recorded it with Mike Bivens.
Yes.
Over at Redwood.
Shout out to Mike.
Redwood Studios.
He always calls us boners, man. And it just really...
We got a really good working relationship with him, just, you know, we did our first EP with him. This next one's our sophomore release, you know, and we've just progressed a lot together, you know, between him and his sound engineering and us is doing the FJ stuff.
Yeah.
I guess he calls musicians.
Yeah, that's what you want to call
it. It's always
us.
A blast.
Yeah,
I always look forward to it.
Yeah. You guys have any fun stories from the studio at all or anything like that?
We ate a lot of Mexican.
Yeah.
Mexican.
Yeah, Mexican pizza.
Food and Italian food. Only two places to eat in Bethalto, Illinois. But
you guys pretty much go in there with all these five, six songs you wanted to do,
we have been
lately.
That's how we've done the first two, but there's talks of maybe doing some pre-production work with Mike.
A couple weekends ago, for instance, we did some Redwood Studios live sessions, which are going to be coming out soon. Jesse McKee and Jay McKee Photography came out for that, and you know, just in the back of our minds, like, it was a long day already. We had to try to look cool, because, you know, it's all visuals too. So we're like, how do I look cool?
Yeah.
But and then we're just like, hey, Mike.
It's easier
like,
to sound cool than it is to look
cool. We were on our way out at the end of the first night, and we were like, hey, Mike, can we cut some demos real quick? Like, just start to finish. Like, there's no lyrics or anything yet. Like, we just want to be able to sit back and work on a song, you know, because it's always hard for us, or for me anyway, to be like, well, I'm playing. I got to be singing something? Like, there's not any lyrics yet.
Right.
So, basically, I need to get better, but until then, maybe Mike Bivens will help us out.
Right.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, that's, so we got, the single came out, late July, Ballad of Paul Revere talked about?
Yeah, Ballad of Paul Revere, we pretty much
It was
that...
right around the time of the last podcast.
Yeah,
it was very, very close to that time.
Yeah, somewhere late July.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Sometime.
Yeah, I think it was like... I think I listened to it today to make sure I didn't say all the same stuff, but it was like episode 254 or something,
yeah,
I believe.
Yeah,
254,
I think that's right. I believe.
Yeah, and then like now I'm like, at the time this is recording, I'm at like 314.
Yeah,
nice. You've been busy. You made 300
Yeah, man.
Recently, congrats.
Yeah, that was pretty exciting stuff. And the 314 I thought was fun. Like, it just kind of happened. Like, I didn't really think about it until it kind of happened organically, but we kind of made that the St. Louis episode because of, you know, the area code 314. We just kind of organically talked a lot about a bunch of our friends all around town and stuff, so that was a lot of fun.
That's cool.
But yeah, hitting the milestone of 300 was, that felt good to, and threw a good party over there with Cabo at Gaslight and things. So, but yeah, so if you missed the first episode, like I said, at Cicero's back in the summer, take a listen to that one too while you're at it.
For sure. Yeah, that was the Battle of Paul Revere. That was the first single off the new EP.
And
that was the time where I was just like, you know, we don't really think we want to mess with iTunes again this time around, which Mike Bivens is helping throw us up on Spotify, so thanks for that. But we were just like, till then, what do we do? And I was like, well, Bandcamp, let's do it.
Yeah,
Bandcamp.
Yeah, Kuvy says it's so hard, and it is not. It took me like 10 minutes. I was just like, I got a PayPal account, so we're just like, if anyone's gracious enough, you know, to someone paid $3 for the song. I was just like, come on.
You're too kind.
$3 for that?
Yeah, I already made up for like the 1 year that Dudes of York was up on iTunes.
Yeah.
Made more money off that one.
Crap.
For sure.
So, but yeah, yeah, Bandcamp does a pretty fair fee or whatever. So.
Yeah, I think I do enjoy the Bandcamp. I think it's very user-friendly, and I like that you can... you know, you can stream it through there, kind of preview before you buy,
yeah.
And then you can purchase it. And you know, there's also pay what you want options. There's
that's what we did. And,
yeah. It's a cool, yeah. It's definitely cool.
And there's a lot of customized. Like, you can limit the amount of free streams per song before you're like, hey, I'll pay up.
let me see your money.
Oh man, if anyone's listening to my stuff, like, it's worth it. Like,
sure,
of course, just take it, or if you got a dollar.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it just puts the tools in, you know, the band's hands or whoever wants to run it. You know, it's cool.
Yeah. So what's the forgettingjanuary.bandcamp.com. You can get over there and grab the single Violet of Paul Revere to hold you over until December 3rd when the EP release party, and you can come
get
you guys doing physical copies or
we got those designed and in the works. They're probably on the way by now.
I hope they're in the mail.
Yeah, we hope we get them in time.
You guys let Mike Bivens draw dicks on it again? Or?
No.
There might be a couple limited editions.
Maybe
edition.
Custom limited edition.
Like, yeah, it may be like one out of every eight.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, you just don't know.
It's like the golden ticket.
Yeah, we'll just put like one random dick CD. And like every, you know, like how many did we order?
I don't know.
A whole mess.
A whole mess. Yeah.
Handful of them. Couple
but
three
like,
or four.
Like and, 10 of them.
If anyone listened to episode 254 with us back in, what was it, July? Late July. My dad got, he was the only one who got a hard copy of just the single. Just because, you know, auxiliary chords are... just the way of the future, beyond the world.
He can't handle it.
And so I feel like he'd be maybe upset in a weird way if he didn't get a old Peter CD.
He got the dick copy.
Who knows?
Yeah.
Go out of the way for him.
Right. Yeah. That'd be fun. It would be nice. I'm glad that you guys are doing physical copies, because there's a lot of people kind of getting away from that. So it's like, but I still love collecting... CDs and stuff, even if I didn't.
Well, from day one when we started, like, there'd be people who, even when we were just in the beginnings, like, you know, we knew we weren't that good, but someone would be like, hey, you guys got a CD?
Yeah.
The least we could do is say, yeah.
Right.
Like, even if it's, you know.
I wanted a physical copy for myself regardless, so.
Yeah.
I don't care if we sell any of them, at least I got one for myself.
But seriously,
for when it goes aluminum foil, like maybe one day.
Yeah.
It'll go tin foil and then maybe sheet metal and then gold.
Yeah. We'll be golden. Not literally, but...
Tin foil is like 100 copies. So.
Sell 100 copies, you go straight to
tin foil. Is that the
tin foil?
Yeah. Oh man, our
Make
album went tin foil, dude. That's
We're
badass.
We're on our way to platinum.
Yeah.
Sweet.
Yeah. Along with December 3rd at the Orchard Inn in Effingham, you guys will also just made the announcement that you'll be
sharing
the stage with friends, the Few, for their Christmas party.
Yep. Breaking news.
Yeah.
I believe Noesis as well.
Yeah,
with Failures.
Vaudeville.
And I think those guys are from Minneapolis.
Yes.
Yeah. So
that's December 17th over at Food Bar.
And Failures,
And that's a big fundraiser. They do like for food pantry and stuff. Yep. And also there's a lot of deals like for bringing some canned goods and all that stuff. So, so more information, you can grab the flyer from the Few or Forgetting January Facebook and all that stuff. So get out there. I think they're also doing something with a set of
Star Wars,
Star Wars tickets.
Four tickets.
Dude, that's so awesome, because last year at their, that was the Christmas show where they had the lightsabers.
Yeah, the lightsabers.
Still got a couple of those sitting around, I believe.
I've had one. When I recorded with them, they gave me a lightsaber. Still have it in my car.
Hell yeah. That's awesome.
You never know when you're going to need some protection.
So. Whichever one of you fans wins that, I know three dudes that'll probably go with you. Because there's four of them, so.
All right. You guys,
what's your opinion on Ewoks?
I'm just kidding.
And I just held up my finger like a microphone to Shane.
They're literally blurry.
I was actually going to talk into your finger, but.
Why didn't you let them? Come on.
You guys pretty pumped for that, I guess?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's going to be.
Yeah, I mean. It was a part of our childhood, and then the first three happened, and the prequel, you know.
Sure. I feel like with some of that, though, like, you have to be introduced to it at, like, a certain time and stuff. Obviously, Star Wars is huge, but, I mean, like, I kind of missed the boat on it. Like, I didn't get introduced
to
it.
Some people are just now getting into it.
Oh, I didn't watch any of the movies until, like, a year ago. Yeah. And then I just watched all six of them.
And he watched them from
right before the newest
one
came out. And, yeah, I watched all six of them in, like, 2 weeks. And I was like, sweet. No,
and you started from episode one?
Yeah.
To the finish?
Yeah, I watched it in order.
Would you recommend that?
No. Absolutely not.
4-6, 1-3, come on.
Do it the way they came out. Right. Don't do it in the way, like, the order of actual.
The way nature intended.
Like Trevor said one time, like, it sucks going from, like, better, you know, like, I don't know, like, animation, like, you know, just the whole, like, production of everything.
Oh, but George Lucas got in there, man.
Yeah.
He added, like, creatures. Like, he was like, oh,
it was great.
Crazy. Now we need 5 Sarlacc pits. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, no.
I'm just kidding. Exaggerating.
That sounds treacherous.
Yeah. Super excited, though.
Yeah.
Star Wars is influential.
Right. So, somebody take us with you if you win, please.
Yeah.
I watched them, like, I think it was, like, high school or something. We watched, you know, and like I said, they're fine. I just never, like, got as hyped about them as a lot of people do. And, like, I mean, they're entertaining as it is, but I don't think I'll ever camp out for 2 days waiting in line for the movie or and all,
sure.
all that kind of stuff that a lot of people get excited about. But I don't know. So we'll see. I haven't watched any of the new ones at all. Just the originals.
Yeah.
So I haven't really checked out.
The newest one?
I haven't any of the three newest
old,
ones.
Old guys. Yeah.
Right. So.
Yeah, I was just the perfect storm. I had, like, episodes 4-6 on VHS. Like, I had the whole set.
Oh, nice.
And then I just remember the hype behind episode 1. It was, like, 2001.
Yeah.
And I was a kid, and there were, like, people in costume, like, at a movie theater in Effingham, Illinois. And I'm like, is the circus in town?
Was 01 the Phantom Menace?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I saw that in theaters too, man.
Yeah, so just kind of perfect storm. Like, if someone's out on a cultural fad, like, I know a lot of people are either just like, oh, yeah, Harry Potter, grew up with it, loved it, or they're just like, my mom called that witchcraft. Like, I couldn't read it.
My mom didn't let me watch or read that.
You know, it doesn't make you any more or less of a person.
Right.
But seriously, like Star Wars, or I don't like you.
Yeah, if you don't like Star Wars, man. Come on.
Just kidding, Dylan Meyer. It's okay.
I'll just get on out of here, guys. I'm
sorry. Just mess with
you. You can stay. Yeah. You're allowed to stay. Yeah. We'll pardon you.
I'm taking the pizza and I'm leaving.
Yeah, that was all kidding, by the way.
Yeah.
People are like, no, I didn't watch the Star Wars because right, I lived them. I'm like, all right, Han Solo, it's
easy.
It's cool though. I think there, it's fun to see, you know, a newer, you know, continually that franchises. Like, I mean, they got kids in the elementary schools that are getting into it and stuff like that. You know, it's like everything else. It's still a crazy phenomenon that franchises, you know, whatever, 50 years old or whatever now. And,
yeah, Disney grabbed it.
They've reinvented it twice now, and they're killing it.
They know what they're doing.
Yeah.
Man, I just want Qui-Gon back, man. Sorry, I just had to get that off my chest. Qui-Gon's my favorite Jedi, so I just wish we would make some movies about the older times with him in it.
Yeah. I think they could have made more money if they kept Liam Neeson around.
Yeah,
for sure. But,
spoiler alert, if you haven't seen it.
Justice, you know.
Yeah. That's all the spoilers we're going to get.
Yeah.
We're done with the Star Wars.
Yeah. Well, last time we talked about you guys did a band trip to Chicago for a Brand New.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm guessing...
Since then, we've done a band trip to Milwaukee to see Brand New.
We're going a little bit further this time.
Oh, man. The Eagles Ballroom in Milwaukee is the coolest venue I've ever been to. All
right.
It was incredible.
Yeah.
It was all standing room, and it was just huge. Like, and there was balcony seating and stuff.
Yeah, it was sold out show. Gnarly. Like, we drove up on Friday night. The show wasn't until Saturday night, and we just booked a cheap hotel room a mile away from the place. So we just walked there and back, explored.
And got buck wild.
Got some great
And there's some awesome food and beer in Milwaukee.
Yes. Milwaukee's the shit.
Yeah.
We recommend you going to Milwaukee. Yeah. Like, it's cool.
Yeah.
Pretzel bun hot dogs, the best. Man, they were great, man. They were super good.
Check it out. Yeah, I hadn't been over, I haven't really done very much traveling at all, but I need to do some more of that.
Branch out.
Yeah.
See the world.
It's hard. Like I said, I bought the tickets as soon as they came out, and we just planned ahead, and then finally it was there, and great weekend.
Yeah.
So...
Yeah, that's cool that you guys are able to do that kind of stuff to hang out together and things, besides just playing shows and band practice.
Oh, dude,
we do a lot of random stuff.
All the time.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think we hang out with anyone else besides each other and Amber.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Hi-o.
Hey, yo.
There she is.
We aren't ousting anyone. Anyone can hang out with us.
Yeah, we hang... Yeah. We're probably... If one of us is not with each other, we're probably talking about something or talking shit to each other.
Or Joe's at least on the way. Like,
or me and Trevor are just waiting for Joe to get there because we live far away, but, you know.
Right.
It's the lengths you're willing to take, you know.
Yeah.
I hope I'm worth it.
Throw the wall.
We got one more show announcement to get out there also for anybody needing New Year's Eve plans.
Oh, yeah.
You can come party with FJ on New Year's Eve.
Woo-woo!
That's Easy Street.
Easy Street, yep. And
Taylor Springs.
In Taylor Springs, Illinois. Close to Hillsboro.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like a suburb of Hillsboro, which is a town of like 2,000 people.
Right.
So explain that.
The suburbs.
Effingham hardly even has suburbs. But,
anyway, if Social D's guy there, if Social D guy is there, that'd be cool. We played this place... one of the first times we played a local bar gig with Inner Outlines a long time ago.
Yep, they were there.
And there was this drunk guy who just kept like walking up on stage, like
kept asking me, "You guys play Social D?"
Like we are like a voice automated jukebox. He's like, "Social D?" And I'm like, "That's not how this works." Like I'm playing in the middle of him talking to me.
Play some Social D.
And that guy about a half an hour later got the tar kicked out of him out on the sidewalk. Face not by us.
Slid across the rocks on the road, dude. There was
blood so everywhere.
So anytime anyone approaches the stage and goes, "No, any Social D," just know they're not being.
We do
serious.
Not condone any actions that happen at an FJ show.
We like social distortion. Like you know, my
but
dad
it ain't a punk show if there ain't blood.
We don't cover it. So
at least he was in the right ballpark, though. At least he wasn't like Leonard. You know, like. Totally out of genre, like Leonard Skinner, you know, like, He was half-assing the right.
Play some old stuff.
Yeah.
Play some old.
Yeah, we catch a little bit of harassment playing the shows that we play sometimes. In like the we area. go to St. Louis for the original stuff.
All right, Shane, I have a story for you.
Right. Yes.
So, we played this show. Well, we played there a couple days ago. It's called the Whistle Stop Saloon. It's in Altamont, Illinois.
Mm-hmm.
We just played a show there the other night, but we played Wednesday there before recently.
It was 2 days ago.
Yes, Wednesday. Sorry, 2 days ago. We played there before recently, and we had a heckler in the crowd, an older lady, who wanted us to play older music, obviously, and that's all she would say. And literally this lady, at one point in the middle of us playing, looks at us and goes, "You guys won't play anything old. You guys suck."
Yeah, straight to our face. She says that right after like all the Ramones songs we know, and then a Misfits cover.
We're like, okay, old songs.
I'm like, okay, so you're still just being like, not my type of music. Like, it wasn't the time thing. Like, we know good music.
All right.
Out loud.
When we play cover shows.
In the bar. Straight to our faces.
It would have been really fun if you guys did like some Mozart or something like that. You know, like,
yeah.
Ooh, is this old
enough? Oh, is this old enough for you?
Oh man, if we could do a punk version of Fur Elise from Beethoven.
Oh my god.
Dude, that'd be insane.
Yeah. Yeah, but that would
told us we suck straight to our faces.
Yeah.
This song's about 300 years old. Or whatever.
Real Krusty Krab. Stop yelling at me.
Good times. I don't know, man. There's always one of them people there, you know, they never they always want you to play whatever they want you they want to hear and stuff and like
and we respectably say we're not a jukebox, you know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, go play the jukebox on set break and then get your
right.
Yeah, it's just we're just laughing about how funny it gets at these weird kind of like sidebars, cuz like I said, we play punk rock, we play pretty loud.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we'll play the old punk rock stuff and we'll still just be like, that doesn't count. I'm like, fuck you.
Well, are you?
Yeah, we do a decent cover of Wagon Wheel that we put our own twist on, so.
Oh, yeah?
It's usually
Summer
okay.
of 69? Like, that gets some people like, oh, okay, I know that song.
All right. I think it's funny. I work at Broadway Oyster Bar part-time down there, and they have, like, carved in their stage there, it says, no Wagon Wheel.
Nice.
Yeah. Well, we'd be screwed. We played it at Cicero's one time.
I would definitely play it anyway. I would definitely play it anyway.
Unless we would
just
get kicked
out. Just for philosophical punk rock reasons.
Oh, I'm sure they would enjoy our version of it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's just one of those, like I don't mind like the Old Crow version, but the fact that like it's done by Darius now, too, like there's like the country, there more...
Oh, Hootie without his blowfish.
Yeah, right. Yeah. But, I don't know, just one of those songs that got burned out.
It's really weird, because like I said, we do a rendition of it.
Right.
And we do like a slow kind of Old Crow version of like the first, second chorus, and then it turns into just some Green Day.
Mayhem.
Speed punk.
Speedier craziness.
Sure.
It's fun.
Yeah, that sounds good.
I actually blanked on the slow verse two nights ago. Flopped it.
There was no first verse. There was just
there was none, and I was like, guys, I'm sorry. And then I was like, run up from the cold up in New England, I was born to be a fiddler in an old town string.
Yeah, and it got crazy.
But I got that part.
That's how
I was
fast,
just like,
I mean,
yeah.
I was just wildly inconsistent the other night. Might have been the Jameson. Sorry.
That'll do it.
Well, you play on Blackout Wednesday.
You tell Forgetting January to play in a bar. We're going to get drunk. We're going to get drunk every time.
Yeah.
I never do. My hands are always too busy.
I want to discuss some of these questions with you guys.
Oh, here we go.
Oh, question time.
Say the name. No. Like, we need to know who's asking so we can talk about them.
I always enjoy this. I like to throw your picture up and have the fan participation. We got a couple of pretty good ones on here.
We got some doozies of questions.
Yeah.
So Dustin writes in.
Dustin Osteen. Yes.
This is the first one on here. It says, if necessary, which member of the band would you or would the other two eat first and why?
Mm.
I feel like everybody's looking at me because I'm the biggest member of the band. and I'm slow. I do not run quickly.
So did you answer the question for us, man, or what?
I'm just saying I'm at a disadvantage already. I feel like
all three of us would just starve to death.
We would probably just starve. Dude, hashtag Fiata, hashtag friendship is done.
We'd probably just sit there and smoke all the cigarettes we had until... I'm assuming we're on a mountaintop that's snowy.
Yeah.
Like, plane wreck.
If that, yeah.
Like, on a mountaintop,
plane wreck for sure.
We're number one, we would be too disorganized to start a fire. Okay.
Yeah. We just freeze to death.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, we would just starve to death, man.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's a very,
Because our friendship would be a dying art at that point.
Yeah, literally.
Jesse McKee, we mentioned, writes in, what were some of your inspirations for the new album?
I mean, kind of what we just talked about, right?
Yeah.
That's what it's called. Friendship is a dying art.
I mean, we all, you know, we just experienced a lot more, while we're writing music, like, you know, all of our old stuff was, you know, it wasn't fiction. Like, it was based off something that we felt compelled about or something like that, but...
Like Sex Butt?
Yes. Well, that might have been more on the fiction side.
Well,
no, that's a true story.
It's a true story, man.
Yeah, but the title. Right. Title's more
that, it's got a meaning. It does have a meaning.
Oh, yeah.
Not the title.
The title?
Not the title.
The title? <Or does it>? I mean...
No... It doesn't have a serious meaning.
You know, it's still off the same stuff. Like, we draw from life experiences, how we feel about stuff.
Sure.
Like, the song that we intro'd the podcast with, Jumping in Reverse, I just thought it was a funny pun on, like, that means, like, falling flat on your face. Right. Like, about a girl, you know, blah, blah, blah. Scrape Knees has some, you know...
Chicks, man.
Some darker roots, you know, about childhood, stuff like that. Mm. Just life, you know.
Yeah.
So we've been living life continually. FJ lives a lot of life.
It's not all about girls, though, you know.
And
oh, no.
You don't always sing.
Yeah, that's why I was saying, like, Scrape Knees is more, you know, some stuff on a deeper level.
Yeah.
Right.
A bit.
Yeah.
So basically, we learned how to think about stuff better.
Right.
And our inspiration for the album, just being buds.
Yep.
Yep.
Yeah.
First being ones buds. There, last ones to leave. Just hanging out.
And experience and stuff. That's how you gotta do it. Like, how else are you gonna write these stories if you don't experience things? If you don't go through something good or bad.
Right.
If you don't just bring 3 cases of beer to the Cicero's parking lot, not pay for a single beer all night. You're not even playing that night. You're just like, FJ's here.
Hell yeah.
And we're partying.
And they're like, thanks.
Oh, God.
Sorry.
Moving on.
Oh, God.
Kuvi writes in.
Oh, God. Here we go.
He said, let's play a game. Someone is going to walk through the door, and you have to have sex with this person for 1 hour. It could be a stunning beauty. It could be a walking dumpster fire. No matter what walks through the door, you are having sex with it for an hour. What is your price? How much do you charge for 1 hour of work?
Air quotes, right?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I'm laughing so hard.
I think he's he's trying to, you know, I think there's some deeper message to this.
Ooh.
I think
he's just trying to throw us off by being completely ridiculous. Well, first off,
the joke's on him. Like, I probably
refused, because I was told I had to.
Joe hates being told what to do.
All I'm saying is, if I gotta do it,
1 hour,
either
like,
way...
What are we gonna do with the other, like, 58 and a half minutes?
Yeah.
If I gotta do
like,
it,
it's
regardless,
probably gotta be
pro-rated, either way...
So, like, I'm not trying to do math
there's
right now.
No going back. I have to do it. Then I want, like, $1 million, and it's a bonus if she's a hot chick, because I gotta do it either way. It doesn't matter. So I want $1 million.
Dude, I'll do it for
you said, like,
$1 million.
I want $1 million.
Black Friday...
The phones are going to be ringing off the hook here.
Andrew's on a discount. I want $1 million.
Even though this
50.
Probably won't be posted tonight, but Black Friday, $50. I'll leave it there.
Extended Black Friday sale.
Click the link for his phone number and address. So. It's local pickup only.
Andrew Range writes in, he came with some heat on this. He got a bunch of questions.
Coming in hot. Andy's coming in hot.
You said favorite beer.
Stag.
Stag. Stag.
Easy.
Forever.
Come on.
Come on, Andy. Challenge us.
Best concert you've ever seen.
Brand new.
Brand new in Milwaukee. At the Eagles
Ballroom. Brand new with the front bottom. Or modern baseball.
Or me and Joe saw Pierce the Veil at the pageant.
Well, I...
Or me and Joe saw Rush live at Scott Trade
Center. Or I almost have to pump the brakes and be like the same concert that me and Andrew were at. He was in the lawn at the barbecue while me and my sister Amber were front row for Foo Fighters at the amphitheater.
Andy was at the barbecue.
The Hollywood Casino.
Yeah, he was.
So. Yeah. Old Riverport, if you're an old salty hand.
Right.
I'm sticking with brand new at the Eagles Ballroom in Milwaukee.
That was a incredible show.
That was absolutely
brand new in Foo Fighters. I'm splitting hairs at that point. So.
Favorite brand of undies.
Ooh. Who wears those?
Ooh.
Fruit of the Loom, dude. You know?
I'm going Hanes.
Or Hanes has the awesome comfort waistband.
Yeah.
I got Hanes with like an X in the title somewhere. It means like extreme air wicking. They're pretty nice. Like if I'm gonna wear any, I might as well not feel them.
Yeah.
I
always wanted to get S's stitched into all of my so they'd be Shanes.
Nice. Nice.
Never did it yet, but that's a patent idea, right?
So
don't do that. Yeah.
I like that.
Favorite music video from your childhood. When music videos were on TV.
Me and Andrew were talking about this earlier.
Yeah, we were.
I was gonna go with what'd I say? The Offspring. Which one was it?
The Kids Aren't Alright.
Yeah.
That's a crazy music video that I used to watch a lot when I was a kid.
Dude, yeah. I remember watching Seven Nation Army.
Yeah, that was a good one too.
And I'm like, you know, I'm super young. I'm just like, whoa.
I remember 1-2 Step from Sierra and then Freak a Leak from. Who was it?
Dude. Petey Pablo!
Yeah, Petey Pablo. I saw him back to back, and I think that was the first boner I ever got. Like, thank you, TRL.
Yeah.
MTV.
Hey, y'all. Back when it was still about the music, man. I saw that on MTV all the time.
That was cool.
# first boner.
My favorite music video for right now. Is
this song makes me feel weird.
Is She's Out of Her Mind by Blink-182. I love that music video.
Oh, yeah? Wow, really?
Because chicks.
Is it because I like the original that it was parodied off of more?
Yeah. That's a good one. What you only like it because it's got dude butts in it.
Dude butts.
Whatever, dude.
I just like how uncomfortable whatever, Travis Barker looked butt, through dude. It all. He was just like, whatever, they're doing it.
Travis is like, why am I
naked? Travis is like, I never agreed to the naked thing.
Why am I naked?
He's like, beats the Aquabats. I was dressed up like...
Yeah, like Dimitri from whatever. I don't even know where Dimitri's from. Off of Lane 4 Time. No, Petrie.
Yeah, you're not even close.
He was like a B-list Aquaman.
Yeah.
Because anyways,
yeah,
we got more questions.
Yeah. Your friend Jerry writes in.
Oh, God.
Who was also going back a little while when the Inner Outlines Discrepancies party.
Oh, the CD release?
Yeah, I saw you guys. That was the last time I saw you guys.
Yeah, Jerry.
Our friend Jerry on stage.
He played drums with us.
Yeah, that was pretty badass.
A secondary percussionist. Yeah. That was crazy.
That was a really good time.
We practiced a little bit that day.
We practiced two times.
But I mean, Jerry's a musician. Like, he's super solid. Like, he lives and breathes music. He does audio and visual stuff all over St. Louis.
Right.
Works at the amphitheater as well.
Yeah. But it was just really cool to see two drum kits up there and just kind of
hammering down on them.
Yeah.
It was a good time, man.
Yeah, we just felt like doing something weird. It was a weird time for us.
We were like, dude, main stage of Pops, we can fit so many people up there.
We don't need that much space. We need to bring a friend up here.
Let's bring a whole other drum set.
Sure. But yeah, that was a good party. What else we got on here? Brittany wants to know, what's love got to do with it?
I don't know, Brittany. What does love have
Brittany,
to do
with it? Let's ask you, Brittany. What does love have to do with it?
I don't even know what she's talking about.
I love everybody.
That's a little...
Me too.
So that's got everything
what's
to
love
do
got
with
to
everything.
Do with it? I mean, I guess.
Everything.
Everything.
Everything or nothing. Is that deep?
Yeah. From the mouth of Trevor Lawrence, everything.
Love is either everything or nothing.
I was nose deep in like a philosophy book I read years ago. I was like, what?
All right, well, moving on.
Freud, not
for pleasure.
Moving on.
I don't read.
That was a crazy question.
Yeah. I think it was more of a music quote. What's love got to do? Got to do? Nothing. You don't know that song?
Maybe. Nope.
Oh, no. Moving on.
Yeah.
That's Tina Turner.
Yes.
Yeah. Nice.
There you go. Well,
we just got a new question written in here from Amber. She writes, "Am I doing a good job spectating?"
No.
You're doing all right.
You're doing the best.
She's sitting over there laughing under her breath the whole entire time.
This is the quietest I've ever been in my life, man.
Oh, well, yeah.
Are we idiots or are we cool? Like, what are we doing?
It's fantastic.
How many times have you been like, Joe, quit talking under your
my
breath?
Belly is very sore from how much I've been laughing. And it hurts to smile, so it's all good, man. All
right. That's depressing.
No.
Any more? Do we got more questions? I want to answer all of them.
Yeah. I think that's about it almost. Brittany also wanted to know, when are you guys doing a fan appreciation event?
Every show is a fan appreciation event.
Yeah.
We just appreciate you being there.
Every time we show up 2 hours before everyone else and rock our hearts out and drink as many beers as we legally can and drive home.
There is a reason that
then,
we are
you know,
at every show
after,
early and late.
After show party is always here. Like, anyone can... I will appreciate shit out of anyone who comes and sees us at, like, Cicero's and then drives over here and hangs out. Like, we will do our dutiest.
Yep. To have a good time.
I hate the timing of that because we're always just like, uh-oh, it's 12:30. Who's still selling beer?
Brittany, we transported you from the last show to the party pad and then took you back home in the morning. So there's your appreciation.
Yeah, that's here in order.
For our show 2 nights ago, she was like, when did I put this sweatshirt on? And I'm like... When I made you do it, like, 20 minutes ago. Like, you were sleeping on my bag. Back of the band van.
We appreciate you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We will, we'll just show up and just, you know, wear a complete...
December 3rd, CD release / fan appreciation party.
Fan appreciation.
There it is. Official announcement.
Appreciate the poop out of you.
December 3rd.
Nice. Yes. So we,
free t-shirts. Just
what?
One.
What?
Just one? To who?
You like, can have
you
mine.
Decide?
To our dad, man. If three shirts going to anybody, it's going to dad. Straight up.
Yeah.
Amber chimes in.
Yeah. We got, like I said, Friendship is a Dying Art EP release party, December 3rd, The Orchard Inn in Effingham, Illinois. We talked about playing Jumping in Reverse. You guys want to talk about that song a little bit?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What do we want to talk about?
Jumping in Reverse. It's a doozy.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a good one. It's just when I showed up. I basically just wrote it in my own free time or whatever, you know. Just a feeling kind of caught where I was just like in like a weird place with this girl and wrote it. Basically showed up, which that's not really how I like to do things. Like usually Andrew and I just kind of bring some ideas together, and then, like, a song just basically, like, comes forth. That's the last time we really did that. We're really kind of, more, like, developing the ideas, like, while we're together and stuff, but at the same time, like, it showed up, and he was like, hey, I think I like it, and let's start playing it live, and that's how we kind of start every new song, like, whether it's, we don't even gauge if it's good or bad or not, we just put together what we like, and like I said, that one was put together, and we started playing it live, and Aaron Shea randomly was like, we need to put this on the radio, and I'm like, but we say fuck, and we're not censoring that, and so never got on the Moe's radio show with that one.
Yeah, but Chandelier, though, that don't have any cuss words in it.
Yeah.
Does it? Nobody cussed in it, huh?
Well,
we have a song
but
without cuss
but
words
yeah,
in it.
Like,
you can say fuck on this show, though, so you're our...
Oh, we have, and we
fuck
will continue to. Yeah, but no, it was a fun one to write, and like I said, we both liked it when it showed up as kind of a, really was what it was. It didn't change a whole lot in the studio.
Yeah.
You get to do some fun guitar stuff in the studio as a three-piece. We're like, you know, develop a kind of like rhythm guitar, lead guitar stuff, then right. figure out how to play it live.
Yeah, that's I was wondering if you guys did much for the studio work, like layering things or and stuff. I mean, is there, because that's the thing, it's just tricky trying to reproduce it live. So on some of that stuff,
right.
without backing tracks or whatever else and other things. But
well, if there's anything that we do in the studio and it might fall to the wayside live, just know that we know that.
Yeah.
Because we don't want to make like something so produced and unattainable. Because like you love hearing a good record, like
the same song,
but it's all about showing up and seeing how the band what they do live.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So we've never wanted to be the guys that just. You can't even watch them live because they're just like, what are they doing?
Yeah.
But, like, they sound okay in your car.
Sure.
So.
Yeah. Well, I remember so far I've only heard you guys doing that Ballad of Paul Revere live that over there, that CD release party we mentioned, Pops. But, I mean, it sounded awesome. Like, that was a lot of fun. And, like I said, having Jerry playing drums on the tune and stuff.
But, yeah, that was a nice surprise for everyone. That was fun.
But, so that,
love you, Jerry.
Yeah. But, yeah, like I said, it was nice to hear the studio version and then hearing you guys rock it live. And it's still a badass song. I really like that one a lot.
Yeah. It's in a three-piece, it is highly underrated to know what you're doing about singing and playing at the same time. That's another thing. It's like just something you don't think about. We did those live studio sessions the other week, and you know, when we do our regular studio stuff, we get the instrumentals down, and then just your hands are empty. Your hands are usually like maybe like behind your back,
tied up in handcuffs.
It's all just controlled, but you know,
carrying the booth.
It's something we gotta be able to do live, or else you know,
right?
What are you doing?
So
what are you doing?
So these live session videos coming out sometime soon. You said,
yeah.
Keep an eye out for those.
Yeah. No date yet.
Right.
Just whenever we decide.
Yeah, but I mean, it's quick turnaround time on that. We just basically work directly with either Jesse and Mike Bivens. Like, we have group messenger, and we're just like, hey, tell me what you think of this, and you know.
Yeah, that'll be fun though, seeing some studio video and stuff and all that.
Yeah,
see our pretty faces.
You guys,
the songs from the EP and a cover. I'm not going to tell you what it is.
Two songs from the EP and a cover.
You guys thinking about doing like an official music video for
these songs? There's talks of doing it.
We've got working concepts, like as far as like how everything, like what we want to be on it and what everything wants to look like for Ballad of Paul Revere.
Yeah.
So
there's a lot of a
couple other ideas floating around too.
Yeah, there's a lot of guys around town now doing some really great video work and stuff.
Yeah, I see a lot of good music videos.
Yeah. Oh, we're gonna do it with Jesse no matter what.
Yeah.
Jesse does everything.
Yeah.
She's the best.
Yeah. So. No, Jesse's great. But yeah, like I don't know, there's Juan Ibanez has been doing some great video work and stuff, and we talk about a lot of these, but like this. It's just cool to see.
Yeah, I know, like, Visionary Media does a lot of good stuff for bands in St. Louis. It looks good. Freddie D.
Yeah.
You know, he did the First Inner Outlines music video.
Yeah.
Yep.
For the recent album.
And the Discrepancies video, too. Hell
yeah.
Raising the Bar.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
But, yeah, just like, I mean, like I said, just cool to see so many creative people out there doing stuff like that, working together.
Keeping it local, though. That's cool.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, and that's the fun thing, getting creative and just being like, you're running these people at a bar, and you're like, oh, that guy's a cool guy. And then it's just like you see some music video that they dreamed up, and they're just like, wow. Like, creative. Like, it's cool.
Yeah, definitely. Well, again, this, December 3rd, Orchard Inn. December 17th at Foo Bar with the Few, Vaudeville, and Oasis, and the Failures.
Yep.
Yes, sir.
New Year's Eve, Easy Street, and... What town is that?
Taylor Springs.
And
the TS special.
Yeah, so get out, come and see FJ Live.
Come drink beers with us.
Yeah.
We want to meet you.
We want to party.
Even if we haven't before. We want to meet you again.
We want to re-meet you.
Yep.
We want to meet you so many times that we won't even forget you. which is hard sometimes.
Hopefully we don't meet you in January. Hopefully we don't meet you in January.
Right. I'm ready to meet my 25th January this year. I still forget it sometimes.
Yeah. So many Januaries.
And again, these guys also are on so cheesy, the Facebook and stuff. So get out there, tell them, give them a like, and tell them what you think of the songs.
Like us.
Yeah.
We got videos on YouTube and stuff. You can check us all
out. We have this one video if you scroll back far enough.
No, don't do it. We talked about this last time.
What?
Don't throw us under the bus.
No, yeah. I'm saying that video of you playing the drums, like slow motion.
Oh, the pizza?
Piece of pizza on the end
of the symbol. We went like
slow-mo.
Yeah, Joe and the Two Skins is off YouTube now, so.
Right? Joe and the Two Skins.
Oh, is it? I don't know.
I hope so.
We went anti-pop punk on that video. We went anti-pop punk on the pizza video.
It was like
die pizza. It died.
Trevor drummed pizza.
Drummed pizza.
Yeah, he hit
his it's like that. It's almost like that one Light Years music video where the drums are all pizza. In the music video.
Yeah.
That's my favorite music video.
That's my favorite band that I've never seen probably right now. Light Years. They're from Cleveland.
Cleveland,
Ohio.
I have
punk AF.
Super pop punk.
I have
forget about it.
A Fab Boys record that's a piece. It's a pizza.
Oh, really?
It's a picture disc and it's a vinyl record that looks like a pepperoni pizza.
Hell yeah.
Mm. Yeah.
That's cool.
I was gonna say it'd be kind of disappointing if it was just the regular CD, but it's the vinyl.
And it comes in a pizza box. Yeah, it was pretty awesome.
That is so awesome.
That's a great idea.
Yep. So
they took it from us.
Yeah. Maybe you guys can figure out some way to put FJ on a pizza disc or something, or something cool like that. Yeah, maybe Domino's will kick in some money for it.
Yeah,
took it up.
Just throw on our hot fresh mixtape and every hot fresh pizza.
Check out my mixtape. Check out my mixtape.
All right, guys. Well, we'll get on out of here. I appreciate you hanging out again. This is always a good time hanging with you dudes.
Yes,
for sure.
Yes.
So check out some tunes we'll throw on here. And like I said, if you like what you hear, come out to the party. Grab a physical copy of the new EP. Friendship is a Dying Art.
Come be our friend.
Yeah, we need friends.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Stop growling, man. That's creepy.
What just happened?
Man. I was like, no.
Thank you, Shane. Thanks for coming over. And glad we didn't have any blowouts this time around.
No mishaps.
Yeah.
Last time, we were just like Jimmy Johnson pit crew. Like, we were heading for cars. We were like, he's broke down on the side of the interstate.
I survived.
Jimmy Johnson, seven-time champion, by the way, in case you weren't aware. He has won seven of them.
He'll never be Dale Sr., but whatever.
Yeah.
Amber's like,
Dale Sr.
All right, Maters and Taters over here. Getting all amped up about Dale Sr.
Don't right. talk smack about the Intimidator, boy.
All right, we're signing off.
All right.
Shoots and boots, calm down.
Thanks, guys.
Good podcast.
Good job,
High
guys.
High fives all around.
We made it.
Take a walk. It's by your side. Put a fake smile on my face and swallow my pride. Even though I'm dying inside, wish I could find a way to make you wanna stay for a while. In your mindset, don't let me forget what it feels like to see you smile.
Rock Paper Podcast.
Rock Paper Podcast.
Rock Paper Podcast.
Well, yeah, that was it.